This is Diane Roberts with a new crop of fresh-picked prose from Florida State University. Here's PhD candidate Jennifer Schomburg-Kanke with an unlikely musical story.
I was a pit bull for 15 years. The name was a nod to the cops being called on our band's first practice. We were rowdy, we were vicious, we were a string band. Fiddles and banjos lose their appeal quickly in apartment complexes nearing midnight. Later, I was almost kicked off color guard because my hands were so blistered from the washtub bass, and I missed my senior prom to play penny whistle at the Appalachian Spring Festival. While other kids had jello shots and one-night stands, my college weekends were road trips to festivals in my father's van and explaining to ethnomusicologists that, no, we were not a cult, though our floor-length calico skirts and lack of makeup were, understandably, confusing in 1995. When I turned 30, my mom decided I needed to get a life, so she stopped telling me about gigs, and eventually the band broke up. My untouched whistle moved with me to my new life in Florida, even though it hadn't been out of its coffin-like case in years. But I never threw it out. A past like that doesn't take up much space, and it's become a good conversation piece. Last month, my parents came to town, and I arranged a jam session with friends for old time's sake. Our tunes were punctuated with thunderclaps and wind as a Tallahassee thunderstorm kept time outside. When we were just about to pack up our cases and call it a night, the roots of a gangly water oak lifted out of the saturated sand and clay of our backyard, and the tree came crashing into our living room.